WRKO News.
Good morning. Luden Scotto, 680 WRKO, Boston's talk station.
Good morning.
I am not Blute. He is not Blute. He's not even Blute-ish. It's Paul Marshall from WAAF. If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAAF. If it talks, it's 680 WRKO.
I like how you pronounce the AA in that. It's nice.
You don't like that?
Well, no, you show respect to the call letters. That's what the bosses would want you to do.
It's from all the meetings I've been to.
You know?
AA. All right. We got some other things to talk about today.
Sure.
There's a report out about and I wanted to get your thoughts on this as a motorcycle rider. I merely have scooter envy because I don't even have a bicycle, let alone a motorcycle. If I had a bicycle, you know, I'd probably fit in this chair a little better. But I want to get a motorcycle and ride around like you do.
Take the course.
I want to, but then I can't convince my wife to buy it. She's like, it's a death machine. So I'm like, yeah, great. You cash out my insurance. I mean, what's the drawback for you?
That's what my wife said. She said, get $1 million policy and you can have a bike. So I did.
There you go. It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? Yeah, we do.
No, she prays for my death every day.
There you go. And so you ride motorcycles. There's a story out about the increase in deaths of motorcycle riders. And there's a part of this transportation bill that Congress has passed is part of it includes some money to investigate, to research, because we all know what happens when the government researches something. They always get down to the bottom of something.
Sure.
They're going to research what the cause of this increase in motorcycle accidents could be. Now, you ride a motorcycle. You had one accident in what? You've been riding over 20 years and you've hit the pavement.
Yeah. Everybody, there's a common saying amongst people that ride motorcycles, which is everybody goes down once, and not twice, not five times, not six times, but everybody, you're going to have an accident. That happens. Just like when you started riding a bicycle, you fell off it at some point. Mm-hmm. You will always have an accident. They happen. It's just there are two types of people that ride motorcycles: those that have been down and those that will go down. And it's one of the accepted risks of riding motorcycles.
Now, what some people point to, they look at what happened in Florida. They're saying in Florida, where they repealed the mandatory helmet laws, like we have here, New Hampshire doesn't, but they do here, that they repealed, they went basically New Hampshire's way, and after they did, after Governor Bush signed a law in 2000 repealing the mandatory motorcycle helmet law, the deaths went up in Florida. And they're saying, 81% increase in fatal motorcycle accidents, 81% in 3 years, must be the helmet laws. We need to have these helmet laws put back on the books.
Did they mention the fact that statistically that of those people that die, the 81% increase, that statistically the majority are still wearing helmets?
Wow.
No, they did not.
See, there you go.
I mean, the majority of people that die from head injury riding a motorcycle are wearing helmets. It happens. I mean, yes, are there some? Do I think not wearing a motorcycle helmet is a smart thing? No, I don't. I wear a helmet, whether I'm in New Hampshire or not. But that's my choice. I don't think that it's because people die on motorcycles. You are at 80%. I think it was like 67% more likely to die in a motorcycle accident, and 80% of all motorcycle accidents result in either death or severe injury. That's just natural because you're not protected. You're exposed on a motorcycle. All that's there is two wheels and an engine and your body. So yeah, I mean, it stands to reason that you're gonna if you get into an accident, you're more likely to be hurt driving a motorcycle than you are in a car.
Yeah, sure. Because it's like riding a bicycle only at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And boom, you hit. And even if you have a helmet on, you could die. But a lot of folks, they want these mandatory helmet laws, not necessarily because they care about you and your safety, Paul, as a rider.
No.
But because they don't want to pick up the cost of your medical care after you get your brain shoveled up off the road after you hit the pavement.
But isn't that why you have insurance? I mean, to be honest with you, I've been paying into an insurance system for 20 some odd years of health insurance, motorcycle insurance, car insurance, life insurance, and I've never cashed out any of that. So where is all of my money gone? I've been paying thousands of dollars into this system. That's my money to pay for my medical care. I mean, that's why we pay premiums.
Mm-hmm.
And there are uninsured drivers that we pick up their medical costs, too.
That's right. But here you go. 240, see, let's, I'm reading this, some info here, some data on this.
Sure.
costs to treat motorcyclists with head injuries as the primary diagnosis more than doubled in the year 2002, going up to $44 million. And one out of every five hospital-admitted motorcyclists had costs that were billed either to charity or to government, like, you know, Medicaid or whatever. In other words, yeah, you're paying your insurance premium, and even though that kind of gets passed on to me in the insurance pool, I have to pick to carry the tab, I guess. There are one out of five guys out there who splat their gourd on the road.
Yep.
They're having the taxpayer pick it up or somebody else. And that's where I think people get upset, is they go, wait, why is it that with these costs going up and the rest of us have to foot the bill for that?
So 20%, you're saying 20% of all motorcycle injuries, head injuries, are being the bill's being foot by other people.
At least in part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can see why people would say, I don't want that.
I can see that there's a complaint there.
I just wish that there was some way to say, all right, fine, you want to ride without a helmet? I'm all in favor of that. I like the New Hampshire model. I really do. Do what you want. But if you get in an accident and you get killed and you didn't have a helmet on to protect you, even though you could have, maybe you would have died even with the helmet, as you point out, that's a good point. Even if you died with the helmet but without the helmet, there's no way you would have survived this thing, and we're not going to pay for it.
No, I agree with that. I think if you choose to ride without a helmet and you are in an accident and you die as a result of blunt head trauma or a head injury that would have been avoided had you been wearing a helmet, I don't think that the other driver should be liable. I think you should be liable, and I think you should pick up the cost. Your estate should pick up the cost. Your family should pick up the cost.
617-266-6868. You know, it's a classic debate, but now we got some info. And funny, we're spending taxpayers' money to research all of this.
This is an obvious answer. More people will be killed in motorcycle accidents than in car accidents. That's just, it makes sense. That's what happens. Just statistically, I mean, you're less protected on a motorcycle, so you're more likely to die. That's one of the accepted risks. And again, we were talking about this earlier, it's all down to personal responsibility. You are responsible for your own actions. Now, in the stats that you've just said, what you don't know is that a great majority of motorcycle injuries over the increase over the past years has been riders above 40, people that are just getting into motorcycling.
That's true.
Who haven't been trained properly. Some of them are not licensed properly. Alcohol levels in amongst motorcycle riders. You know, drinking alcohol while riding a motorcycle affects you exponentially more than driving a car. Neither one of them is good.
Right.
But it's worse for you if you have a couple of beers and then get on a bike, because your reaction time is absolutely slower.
I would imagine it's easier to keep your balance on four wheels than it is on two.
I would think so, yeah.
So 617-266-6868. Lest anybody think that this is all cause and effect, it's direct. Florida, when they repealed their motorcycle helmet laws and they saw their deaths go up. In Pennsylvania, they did the same thing in 2003, and they've seen a negligible increase in, really, statistically, it's remained flat. They haven't seen this carnage on the roads that some people are trying to say is caused by dropping these mandatory helmet laws. 617-266-6868.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you've got if people that ride motorcycles should be required to wear helmets, and again, I'm not saying you shouldn't wear a helmet because I wear one.
Right.
I choose to wear one.
That's two different issues.
But I'm not saying you should have to.
Exactly.
But if people riding motorcycles should have to wear helmets, should not people driving convertibles who are strapped in by seatbelts have to wear helmets as well, because their car could flip and then land on their head?
That's a good point.
I'm just saying. That's why I'm saying if you must make one wear it, then why aren't people driving convertibles wearing helmets? Because they're just as exposed. Their head is just as exposed, and they could flip their vehicle. And of course, statistically, that's going to be lower than flipping a motorcycle. But the possibility does exist.
Because the guy driving in the Mercedes convertible, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to go after people like that.
Well, you know what? That's the other thing that's a misnomer, is people don't understand that the average income of people that ride motorcycles is higher than you would think.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's
so true. Especially, like you said, that demographic now, like the people, you know, people tend to listen to talk radio. That's the great growth demographic for motorcycles riders.
That's because they're expensive now.
That's right.
And in order to afford a motorcycle, it's a luxury. It's no longer the cheap transportation that it used to be. Now motorcycles have become a luxury.
You buy a $40,000 Harley, right?
Yeah, you can spend $40,000 easy.
Easy. You're not somebody who's just some schmuck that just got out of high school. You're probably somebody that's going somewhere in life. You're probably a lawyer.
Especially here in Massachusetts, where we can't ride all year round. So a motorcycle is absolutely a luxury.
Right, it's like a boat. Here's Jimmy in Belmont. You're on 680 WRKO at 746. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I have so many issues with this helmet, mandatory helmet law. in Florida, the study that just came out by NHTSA, the main factor that it leaves out is how many more motorcycles are now registered in Florida.
That's a great point.
Since the helmet law has been repealed, and we found this to happen in a lot of the states around this country, when the helmet law gets repealed, or the mandatory helmet law, the registrations jump quite a bit. Now, years ago, they used to factor that in to the deaths pertaining to motorcycles. They stopped factoring that in a few years back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we believe it's because they wouldn't like the way the statistic read when you go by percentages.
Well, that's what happens with statistics, is you can change the survey group and some of the ways that you analyze it in order for it to come out favorable for you.
Well, of course.
And when they enacted the helmet law in the state of California, the registrations of motorcyclists dropped like 38%. People stopped riding because they had to wear helmets. So, of course, the numbers are going to go down. As the numbers go down from riders, you're going to have less incidences per rider. So let's look at the ratio of how many more motorcyclists do we have now than we did 5 years ago, and then how many more accidents do we have. If you have 1 million motorcyclists and 100 accidents, and then next year you have 4 million motorcyclists and 200 accidents, well, the incidents have gone up over 100% or 100% for your accidents, but yet the percentages of riders has increased even more exponentially.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very important point, because there's always what they say about statistics can, you know, how statistics can lie. You look at the number of people who've died, yes, but what is that compared to the number of licensed motorcycle riders? We had a death on the Vineyard over the weekend. The guy David Honey, he was flown to Mass Gen. He and his wife Laura were riding on the Vineyard, and here comes a Volvo, and the guy tried to lay the bike down, and it didn't save his life. And you know, we have, of course, the story about the Mass Stady, who was in driving in the TED, and he I think he had a mechanical problem with his bike, and yeah, he died. And of course, he had a helmet on too, so 40, it's not a failsafe.
You're 40% more likely to suffer a fatal head injury, and 15% more likely to suffer a non-fatal injury if you're not wearing a helmet. So 40% more likely to suffer fatality if you're not wearing a helmet. I'm not, again, you shouldn't have to, but just know that that you are more likely to be hurt if you don't.
Right. That goes back to the Peter Jennings point in a way, which is like, you know, don't ban this. You don't have to make it so people can't smoke. You just need to tell people, you smoke, you die. You drive without a motorcycle helmet on a motorcycle, you're much more likely to die. You know, it's and that's
whether
what
you're wearing
be
a helmet or not.
Yeah, right. But you're already at an increased risk just getting on the motorcycle. But then getting on the motorcycle without the helmet, even more risk of dying. Absolutely. And that's what people need to know. And then you make your choices. And then we can talk here in this kind of forum, whether it's a smart choice or not. Is it a smart choice to not wear a helmet?
No.
Hell no, it's not a smart choice. But does that mean that the government should somehow force you to behave a certain way? No.
It's also not a smart choice to talk on your cell phone while driving in a car. But you still do it, and it's still legal.
Right.
And it does contribute to accidents, especially amongst motorcycle versus car. Motorcycle loses every time.
Oh, man, that is true.
No matter what.
Yeah, 617-266-6868. Our toll-free line, 1-877-469-4322. Hang out. We got Blute and Scotto here with Paul Marshall sitting in for Peter Blute, who's on vacation. State Trooper Grant Mollison coming here, because we are your traffic source. And matter of fact, he knew that trooper who lost his life.
I did.